Hello and welcome to Off the Cuff, episode 48. This episode has very little to do with video games. It is primarily the guys shooting the shit for about 90 minutes. Light on the video game talk. Again, extremely light on the video game talk. If you like hanging out with us, you like hearing us talk about stuff, then go ahead, by all means, continue listening and enjoy the show. If listening to us talk about stuff is not your bag and you want to listen to games, we'll get back to that in episode 49. Again, apologize. We went way off the cuff. Pardon our dust while we get back in the swing of recording.
Do that back. Do that back. Do that. Do that.
Sunday morning at the tower.
Sunday morning at the tower.
No, it's not. It's not one. It's like two parts. Sunday morning at the tower.
Gonna take it to the car wash.
Car wash, yeah.
Gonna take it to the tower, yeah.
So, how are you? Long Good. Time no here.
A week and a half. I mean, we played Destiny like a week and a half ago on Sunday.
Still. Too long. I missed you, boo.
That's sad because that actually works as the shortening of my online ID.
Wait, really?
Boo, Booth Ninja.
Oh,
I miss you, Boo.
Man, you'll always be iPowers to me.
Oh God. I'm having a beer.
One beer, you fucking party animal.
Oh, I'm done. I'm like toasted.
Really?
I don't drink that much. So I'm like a severe lightweight. Like one.
I thought you were going to say a severe unalcoholic. So, I was like, yay.
So one, and I feel it. Two, and I'm having a good time.
Three, and you're fucking trashed.
I'm fucking everything that moves.
You have several animals living in your house. I feel
that's why
really depressed for them.
That's why I never go over three at home. I never go over two at home.
The dog, the animals see you with a six pack. They get all worried and clench their butts.
I never go over two unless I'm preoccupied.
Preoccupied?
Yeah, with like games or something.
I have something to focus the drunk energy on.
Focus. Focus up. Focus up now.
Wow, you really are a little buzzed, aren't you?
I'm being colorful.
Yeah, you are.
I also have a Coke because I like to mix beer with my Coca-Cola.
Really? Ew. I don't like beer. I'm not a big beer drinker. If I'm going to have alcohol, beer's not where I go.
Well, I mean, I don't mix them.
Okay,
I
will drink them at the same time.
Yes, with straws.
I thought you were saying straws, you manly man, you. Jesus.
Straws and little umbrellas. And this entire conversation
both.
This entire conversation is being recorded for posterity's sake.
Woo!
Oh, Danner's calling me. Let's put him on speaker. Hey, Danner.
Hey.
You're being recorded.
Hey, Danner. Awesome. I'm having issues with my computer.
You're having issues with your computer.
You're going to repeat everything I say?
No. What's going on?
My mouse, my trackpad is not responding appropriately.
My immediate question is, did you restart the computer?
It's been doing it regardless of when I restarted it or not.
Do you have a USB mouse?
I'm restarting it right now to see if it fixes it. But like, if I shut my computer and like open it back up and take it out of sleep mode, it works for like maybe 20 seconds, and then it starts wigging out and going back and forth and being weird.
Is there anything like smudged on the trackpad?
And ask him if he has a plug-in
mouse.
You
can't hear Shanzi, but he's asking if you have a plug-in mouse.
Like a USB mouse?
I don't.
He does not.
Fucking Neanderthal.
He called you a Neanderthal.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I don't have a piece of equipment from the early 1990s.
No, you have a laptop that doesn't work. How is that better?
He says you have a laptop that doesn't work. How is that better? I keep forgetting that you can't hear Sean.
Yes, I can hear him.
I have a MacBook Pro. top, you can go to hell.
It's true. Is there anything like smudged on the keyboard or like the, I mean, the trackpad?
No, I checked it because that was the first thing. Usually, like, it wigs out if, like, I didn't dry my hands after going to the bathroom and there's a little moisture on it. It'll act funny, but nothing like that.
Huh.
How about you not have moisture on your keyboard?
It's restarting right now. So.
Do it from the smartphone. I've done it before.
He's not going to call into Skype.
Due to the fact that I still have two kids that I have to put in the up in bed right now, I'm running a little late.
That's okay. We're recording the color commentary for the episode, and I'm having a beer. Actually, it's almost gone. I might get another one before you get on.
Oh, God.
Fantastic. What a wonderful week for me to go on medication, which I can't drink.
Dickeligerant.
Wait, what? You say he's going on vacation and he can't drink?
I think he said he's going on medication and he can't drink.
Oh, medication. Oh.
I already went on it.
Is it medication for alcoholism? Oh.
And you can drink.
Do you not want to say what it is for all the listeners? Is it erectile dysfunction?
Too much erectile function.
So erectile dysfunction.
It's the same thing.
That's all I'm hearing is erectile dysfunction.
Thank you, alcohol. May I have another?
I wonder if there's a way that I can make it so you can hear Shamsi.
You'd have to, like, put me on an output.
I don't need to. No, it's working.
It's working?
Well, it's working, but it hasn't booted it up yet.
For 20 seconds. Quick, click on Skype.
At the moment, it appears like it's functioning correctly.
Houston, we have a problem.
What?
I don't know. I just felt like saying, Houston, we have a problem.
Oh,
I feel
God,
like Danner's calling from the moon.
Bastard.
I feel like Danner's calling from the moon.
From the moon? Why is he calling from the moon?
Danner's going he's going to go dark.
It appears to be kind of working. Sensitivity is a little screwed up, but all right. Well, at the very least.
Open Skype, at least. Get in the call.
There you go. Open Skype.
Still working.
That way, if it stops working, you can still do it.
Don't worry. Joe's not on yet either.
Didn't he
Joe
say he's
coming?
Not?
He's supposed
Joe
to.
Joe said he might not. He's probably not.
I'm saying that he might not be on.
When was that?
You drunk-ass bastard. Okay, I will read it to you.
I do check Facebook. The last thing I saw was he was excited to go.
At 6:33, I might not be able to podcast tonight. I may need to help be available to help Janine?
Right.
Jenny, I'm stupid. Back for Florida, she's definitely going to be banging
my
around
mood just
down
went
there.
Floor. Okay.
I'm still going to try to make it, of course. And then Art said, boo.
Yes, because Joe's not coming. And I didn't catch it until now. I feel
Do
bad.
I mean nothing to you?
No, Shanzi, you really don't mean anything to me.
Oh!
Okay, bye.
Oh, where's the alcohol when I need it? I need the alcohol.
It stings.
It burns. If you're going to stab me, at least twist the knife. End it quickly.
Yeah, I didn't see. Last thing I saw was balls of steel.
Really? Yeah, it's like right under. It's like directly underneath.
I know, but I didn't like. I was driving when all this conversation was happening. I think.
Be a man.
In fact, there are text messages I missed regarding Transformers.
Say what? Transformers? What? What's going on?
Okay, I have to be at the theater at 11:45. Got it.
I haven't decided if I'm going to the. To the early showing of that or not?
Okay. Well, now that we're delayed, now it's just the two of us, and now we have to think of stuff to talk about.
Did you guys end up recording last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, what I haven't listened to it yet. What did you talk about?
We pretty much shot the shit about the Wii U and then talked a little bit about E3 stuff, like games that at E3 that kind of...
Okay, because I mean, we have Watch Dogs to talk about. I played Hardline. We've both played Destiny.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Destiny too. So we can rehash everything because Danner and you will be here. So
I can vent my frustration about GTA because I'm fucking pissed now.
Why?
Well, when they announced that there's going to be the next gen version, it immediately become apparent why they haven't released fucking Heist yet.
Isn't it when still coming before those games?
It was supposed to be by spring. That was the second time it's been pushed back. And now they announced again that it's getting pushed back to some yet undetermined time. And hold on, let me look at the back of the box.
There, beer done. Look at the back of the box. It's on the back of the box.
I don't know if it says it anywhere about in the instructions or anything.
Are you going to join a class action lawsuit against them?
No, I'm fucking pissed. Okay, I have had no problem with the content they've had, but I would trade every bit of everything that they've put out for fucking Heist in a second. Especially because, because when's the last time you played it?
I have.
It was a long time ago, right?
Sure, last year.
They've released all this cool stuff and new cars and stuff, but everything's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But the most I've ever earned on a single mission or anything is like between 15,000 and 20,000. Heist was supposed to be that way to earn a lot of money. You know, it's hard, but it's a time effective way to make money.
Can you not pay for fake money?
Yeah, that's why. Like, you could buy fucking shark cards. I think it's like $20 for... Oh, I don't even know. Hold on. Remember how we were guesstimating how much it was going to be?
We were way off.
Not even close.
Less, more? Less for your money? More for your money?
You get a lot less.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Is it like real world money? $20 gets you $20.
No, $20 gives you $1.25 million.
Oh, that's not...
$20. They have cars that cost more than that in the game. Single cars, one car without any add-ons.
Okay, that's dumb.
Cost more than that.
Okay, that's dumb.
Like, they released...
Question on everyone's mind, Shaunzy, is will you be buying it for the PS4?
There's one question I need answered before I commit to that. I know I can take my save from my 360 and play my PlayStation 4. Does doing that
is it stop only one direction?
Yes, that's my question.
That's a good question. To which and we don't have the answer.
I've looked as much everywhere. They keep saying you'll be able to play your last gen saves for the multiplayer on your next gen system or I think they called it current and then next gen. But they haven't said if you can go the other way. So it means, like, say if I'm playing with you guys one weekend and then during the week my Xbox friends are like, oh, let's do this. Can I go back and play with them? Have I screwed them?
Screw those guys.
Screw those guys. Those are the people I've been playing with.
Screw those guys.
So I can play with your drunk ass?
Yep.
it's so appropriate because I'm listening to you, like, slowly get drunker. But I'm also watching your picture is with you with a towel on your head.
That's not a towel. That is a thing.
What is that?
I think that is a dog chew toy that my sister made for her animals. And she brought it in to work one day and I put it on my head because it looked like a wig.
Okay, so how is that? But that makes more sense than it being a towel. How?
Because you could not dry yourself with that. It would not work.
I don't know. It looks like it's clothy material. I bet you could if you really tried.
It's fleece?
You can dry yourself with fleece. It just would take forever.
Exactly.
So
I'm not going to wait forever
don't say it's to dry not possible. Myself. If you just rubbed it really fast on your head, the friction alone would dry the
water. I'm going to try calling Danner. See what happens.
I don't think he's there.
I don't care. I'm trying to call him.
What is wrong with you?
I want to get this party started.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. I'm.
Oh, he's there.
Party.
Party.
Are your kids in bed?
Party. Xander's next to me.
Hey, Xander.
Xander,
he can't
what's
hear
up?
You. I have
he
headphones can't. On.
Oh, your head is blocking my voice.
Sure.
I see.
I see how it is. He has a lot of drunken wisdom tonight. This is fantastic.
Oh.
The drunk and wisdom are two things that don't go together when we're talking about Mike.
Oh. Have I ever been drunk with you?
Me? Like maybe once, and it was a long time ago.
No, like in person. Have I ever been drunk with Danner?
Did you get drunk at your wedding?
No.
Why?
I didn't drink anything at my wedding.
Why? Oh my God.
Because Jason didn't bring me anything.
What a dick.
Tell me about it.
All right, I'll be right back. I'm just going to grab a drink so that I don't like water. Not a drink, you booze hound.
I might go get another one before we start recording this. I don't know. But then again, I have to keep this reined in.
Reined in.
Maybe I should keep my wits about me.
Can't stop.
Reined in for what?
I don't know. What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. You're the one who says let's record tonight. I'm assuming you had some sort of plan.
I have plans just to let people hear our wonderful voices.
Okay.
As we serenade them with some musical numbers.
Season pass for Resogun.
No, thank you. What?
$7.99.
If I was flexible enough to slam my head against the desk right now, I would do that.
Get the Resogun season pass today and download the Heroes expansion now.
Why would I pay
season
for Resogun
when
I already
also
got it for free?
Oh my God. There's expansions for the game.
Nah.
With create your own ships.
You have to pay for that stuff?
It's $7.99 for two DLCs. And you got a game for free that is by far one of the better games on the entire system.
This is true.
I know, I speak the truth. And you said you were bringing drunken wisdom, and I'm bringing sober wisdom.
That's
a
first.
I'm bringing angry sober wisdom because I haven't had a drop to drink in almost a week now.
Oh,
and that's unheard of.
So now you're just being mean.
Surely. The closest thing to alcohol I had was I had bourbon honey today.
I saw your picture. How was that?
It wasn't bad.
Well, what does it taste more like? More like bourbon, more like honey?
It tastes more like honey.
Like honey bourbon.
I'm sorry. I keep hearing something talking and I just don't feel like I need to acknowledge at all.
Who could that be?
I don't know.
Hello and welcome to Off the Cuff episode 48. I am your host, as always, or as usual, Michael Powers. I am joined this week by, as you've heard.
Are we starting yet? Because I just heard
Shaunzi
a long
Brown.
Pause and I did nothing.
We're joined by Shaunzi Brown.
Hey.
I heard that.
And by.
Is Mike's microphone not working? I can't hear him.
Wait, seriously?
You know him, you hate him. You love
Wait, hang
to hate
on.
Him.
Hang on. Art, are you serious or just fucking around?
I hear you.
He's fucking around.
I don't know.
He is. You know him. You love to hate him. Art Danner.
I was about to say, you shouldn't say those awful things about Joe. He's not even here.
I didn't say anything about Joe.
You said people love to hate him. I mean, I'm
talking about you.
No, people love me.
You your proctologist is the only person that loves you.
You love yourself.
I love myself enough for everybody else.
This is a true statement.
I might go back to the whole I can't hear you talking because you don't seem to be able to put words together.
Oh, I'm putting them together. They're just not making sense.
Okay.
I'm making new words.
Soon it's just going to be vowels.
You're not making new words, idiot. You're making new sentences. Hey. Like the words are still there. Like, oh, you're so scary, dumb.
I am.
Hey, Sean, could you breathe a little more on your microphone? That's better.
Wait, hold on. How about that? Better? Am I still breathing on it?
No.
Okay.
Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Don't check yourself too hard. You might wreck yourself.
You're funny.
Mike just mic checked himself.
I did. I just checked myself. I'm all here.
It's pretty fantastic.
I'm here. What do you guys want to talk about?
Way to have a plan, fearless leader.
We never have a plan.
When I'm in charge, we have a plan.
We only have a plan when you do a script. What's?
Yeah, when I'm in charge, there's a plan.
Yeah, but you're not in charge.
No, I don't have to bring my A game today. I just get to phone it in.
You never bring your A game.
Oh, I always bring my A game. I am the master of my destiny.
Right then, a bunch of women that Danner slept with went,
Okay, wait a minute. You said a bunch of. We know that's a lie.
It is a lie because I rejected all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, you laugh.
Michelangelo's turned down more pizza. Okay.
See, no, the problem was when I was in high school, I was very
gay.
I was going to say naive.
I was balls deep in a man.
That could be misconstrued for what was going on, but no, I had this romantic concept of the fact that I needed to be in love with somebody in order to sleep with them.
Hey, I have the same one.
Stupid asshole.
No, I agree with him on that one.
Yeah,
No.
To the point where you had a chick completely naked on your bed, like ready to go, and you leaned down and you go, you know what? I'm not really feeling it, and then walked away.
Actually, I'll do you one better. I did that while drunk.
Oh.
And I went driving.
I was sober.
So wait, you're telling me that like one bad decision was followed by another bad decision?
Yes. It wasn't a bad decision though. I have the same value. Well, I don't have the same values as Danner. I had the same idea as Danner about sex, which is you only do it with somebody that you're in love with.
Yep.
Now, that didn't stop me from doing other things. That just stopped me from having sex with people.
My penis was in her mouth, but like whatever.
Well, yeah, but
that's okay.
That's got nothing to do with love.
That was fine. I was going to say that happened multiple times with that girl. I just didn't go all the way.
Oh, saving yourself from marriage, are you?
No, it wasn't about that.
Oh, it was about waiting until you were in love with somebody.
Exactly.
I totally get that vibe. And this is probably the deepest dinner I have ever gotten in our 8-year friendship. Right here.
Dropping deep bombs. Recording.
We've never had a conversation like
anytime
this.
For some reason, anytime you get deep, you have to be drunk. You have to be drunk to be in touch with your feelings, Michael.
No.
How does that make me feel?
How does that make me feel?
How does it make me feel? How do you think it is for me? Because you only open up when you have alcohol in your system, and
you can't be
honest with me. When you're sober, and it takes an outside influence in order to open you up and for you to be honest with yourself and with me. And it's,
I can't tell if you're talking to me anymore, or if you're talking to Janelle.
She's not even here right now.
Emotionally, she hasn't been there for years. Love you.
It's not like she listens to this.
I don't even know how we got on this conversation now.
What conversation? This isn't a conversation.
Dan and I
this
were having a conversation.
Thrown together.
The only thing that I've really actually figured out from any of this is the fact that Sean was so desperate for sex, he would throw it in anything that came walking his way.
I don't even care if it was walking. Dragging its lifeless body was perfectly fine with me.
Necrophilia? Is that where it's at?
Dude, it's not necrophilia. If you blow, what you do is you blow air into their mouth. That way, when it comes out, you pretend they're breathing.
Oh, God. I just puked bluffle in my mouth a little bit.
The fuck's a bluffle?
I said a waffle.
With you bourbon honey.
Open up your ear holes.
I can't, because you'll fuck me in them.
I wonder how long we can keep going without talking about games before people just turn us off.
You just said games,
jackass.
We're not
right
talking
there.
About a game. We're just talking, I'm saying, like, how long can we carry on not what this podcast is about before people start commenting?
Theoretically, you already record the thing I said about Rezogun earlier?
Oh, I'm recording everything. I've been recording for 25 minutes.
Well, of course you have been. Stroking
this
your
is
going
to be a really long extra feature at the end of the episode.
No, this all goes at the beginning.
Awesome.
It actually, the music
how long,
actually goes,
how long until the intro came in on the last episode with you and Joe?
30 minutes.
Yep.
so we've got another 4 minutes to spend here.
No, I got to the intro at 17 minutes.
Yeah, just remember, I couldn't hear him say it.
Do you want me to say it again?
No, good.
I can say hello and welcome to Off the Cuff 49. We can just do 48 and 49. That could have been episode 48.
You can reintroduce us again, too?
We could have done episode 25. We could have done episode 48.
You should just cut it and post it with the... Do you think when are they going to shut it off? When we start talking about... If we never start talking about games and then...
Games.
And then...
Thank you, welcome to Off the Cuff.
And welcome to Off the Cuff 49.
I can't do it now because you said
episodes. It. You can cut it. Oh, my God. You're a lazy editor.
Yes.
Okay, well, we established that.
Oh.
If only you took more pride in your work, more people would listen.
If only you slept with more people, you'd be better at it.
Oh, I've never had complaints, sir.
It's not the amount of, she's stuck with you.
It's not the amount of complaints. It's not the amount of people. It's just how good you are.
You just got to satisfy one person for the rest of your life.
Whatever you say, guys.
Cakewalk.
Cakewalk.
He has a point.
Dan's like, it's the easiest thing. I go to the store, I buy some D batteries. She's fucking set.
Where are you from, man? They come with wall chargers now.
I thought you were going to say, where are you, man? Hers run on diehards. Gas-powered engine.
That's just noisy. There's no way to conceal that.
There's no way that would you'd be able to stay in the mood with something that loud.
That'd be like, I think I would have like
first dinner.
I think I'd start reminiscing about mowing the lawn, and then I'd realize the lawn needed to be mowed, and then I'd probably just go do it.
This has officially become the most bizarre fucking podcast we've ever done.
I don't know. It's up there. But we've had some real shitty ones.
No, I think this is the most off the rails we've gone. I don't even know how to steer this back in other than just like ending it as the episode that it is.
Wait.
So
wait,
one of the guys I work with is working at the hotel in Detroit that he's at. And Jesse Eisenberg's just hanging out in the lobby.
Cool.
Because they're shooting Batman vs. Superman right now.
Yeah, they are. Yay.
It's not versus, it's V.
Yeah, Batman okay. V Superman.
Batman 5 Superman.
Oh, damn it.
Batman 5 Superman 0. That's how that goes.
One of my guys at work I called to go be an extra as a scientist in the movie.
Did really?
Yeah, but they called him literally 2 hours before they needed him across state, and he just got to work.
Oh,
it's like. And well, I told him, I was like, if you would have told me it was Batman versus shit, right? Superman, I would have just let you go. And this would have been the third time he would have been an extra in a movie with Jesse Eisenberg.
What were the other two? Network and...
Nope. They're 30 minutes or less. And the independent one that they just shot about. They shot one a few months ago here in Grand Rapids at the hotel.
Man, I know extras don't get paid a lot. They must really not get paid a lot in an independent movie.
Actually, extras don't get paid unless they talk, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got to give Jesse Eisenberg a high five in the scene that he was in, and he learned subsequently that Jesse Eisenberg doesn't know how to give a fucking high five.
He's that bad an actor?
After,
what do I do?
After seven takes, the director decided to, he goes, you know what? We're not going to do the high five anymore.
You know what?
How do you do a movie with Woody Harrelson and not come away knowing how to do a high five?
I don't know.
I just imagine that's how one of the things you'll learn. How do you do a
movie about magic and not know how to use your hands?
That's true.
Meh. Meh. Acting?
Maybe it's an actor thing. Just us normal people will never understand it.
Well, it's they don't have to do normal things like us. They just have to pretend that they know how to do normal things like us.
I mean, I'm a very good actor. I've acted like I don't want Danner to die for like years.
But do you know how to give a high five?
I've acted at least three times that I've been interested in what Shaunzi has to say. So
you've never acted like you know
that really could have gone the wrong way because you have three children.
No matter how asinine anything they bring up to me, it'll always be way more important than anything Sean has ever uttered in his entire existence.
This is true.
Woo!
And Xander's favorite catchphrase right now is poopy.
Poopy.
He goes
into my bedroom because it overlooks the street, and when there's kids outside playing next door, he runs up to the window and just starts screaming poopy at the top of his lungs at all the kids that are playing outside.
Can we hear him say it?
He's asleep right now.
Oh.
I know.
It's only 8:30. What a jerk.
You know what? He was sick of listening to you not talk about anything interesting, so he went to bed.
He couldn't hear me anyways. Your fat head was in the way.
Oh. So we're going to go there.
Pretty sure he said something about your mom earlier, too.
What?
Hold up. Care about that.
You were drunk. You can't remember.
Oh, I remember, sir. I've never been so drunk that I don't remember stuff.
I've never been so drunk. I've only ever been drunk enough to puke once. I've never been drunk enough to black out.
I've never done the puking thing.
I've been so drunk that I time traveled.
I've seen teleportation.
It doesn't count as time traveling if you just black out and wake up later. Mm. That's not time traveling.
I've been so drunk, I
lost a whole 6 hours. I traveled from my friend's basement all the way to the floor of my bedroom.
I thought you were going to say to the floor of my friend's basement.
I've witnessed teleportation.
No, you haven't.
I have. It was kind of freaky.
And how did you witness teleportation?
Well, this is kind of weird talking about this stuff.
Oh, yeah. You're worried about weirdness in the podcast now?
No. Okay. So when I was living in Grand Rapids, I was having one of the parties that I had I didn't really have them. My roommates had them. And I had some friends over from out of town and from work, and we were all sitting in the family room drinking and whatnot. And for whatever reason, some of my Grand Rapids friends were taking notice of my friends that came from Grand Blanc, and they wanted to style his hair for whatever reason. We were all drunk and they needed gel to do it. And I said, I have some gel upstairs. And I kid you not, as soon as I said there was gel upstairs, she had the gel in her hand. I was like, where the fuck did you go? And everyone thought the same thing, too. No one saw her leave. Everyone just saw her appear with the gel. And it was
okay.
Like almost
now, did you do the reasonable thing and like be like, oh, I have $1 million upstairs? Nothing? No?
No. Why would I do that? I was too impressed by the fact that she teleported.
So you didn't try to do it again?
Like, but you can't teleport for something I don't have. I had the gel.
Why not? It's teleporting. You don't have to just go upstairs.
No. What? That doesn't make any sense. I can't tell them to go fetch something that I don't know where it is.
They didn't know. They said it was upstairs.
I said it was upstairs in the bathroom, and that's exactly where it was.
And she immediately had it.
Yes.
couldn't have. It was in. It was just in the bathroom. It couldn't. Yes. It wasn't in a cabinet. Nope. It was just hanging.
No, it was sitting on the counter in the bathroom.
Likely story.
Yeah, because I, because where the gel is placed in the bathroom is completely absurd. To she teleported to get it.
I already told you teleporting was bullshit story, but we're going with the teleportation thing. So.
So what's the most drunk you've ever been, Danner? Oh, you did the time travel thing. Shaunzy, what's the most drunk you've ever been?
Most drunk I ever was on New Year's Eve.
Of course. Cliche.
No, meeting my girlfriend's friends for the first time.
Even more cliche.
And then she wasn't your girlfriend afterwards.
No, we're still dating. Two years almost.
And now her friends are no longer friends with her.
Is she perpetually drunk?
I haven't checked the IV drop in a while, but I'm guessing yes.
Is she still breathing, Shaunzy, or are you breathing for her?
Dude, I told you, if you breathe in and breath comes out, you're fine. No, but I told my boss at the time, I don't want any other days off. I want New Year's Eve off and I want New Year's Day off, because I hadn't got a chance to just like cut loose in like forever. So they put me working on New Year's Eve until 11:30 and then in New Year's Day at 6 o'clock in the morning. I stopped drinking at about 3:45 in the morning. And then slept till about 5, got ready, and drove the 45 minutes to work.
Yeah, I bet that worked out well.
It was fantastic. I've never sweated from my eyes before. No, it wasn't. it wasn't going anywhere. It was just, it was crazy. But I got up very politely, went to the bathroom, puked. Got out. No one had noticed. I got down, and then I went over to whisper to my girlfriend, but it was like so loud. I was like, I just puked in the bathroom.
So you went all Batman on her?
Yeah.
Where's
the puke?
With vomit breath?
Yeah. That's how I get the ladies. Well, it was, they were asked me how my day was.
And me.
Have you guys ever played a King's Cup?
No.
No? No?
Gross.
Okay.
Is it like quarters, but with Game of Thrones rules where you kill everybody after they lose?
No. Although, good idea. No, it's basically, it's just a drinking game. Like, you know, if an ace comes up, everyone has to do this. If this comes up, you have to do this. And there's one that's called Waterfall, which means everyone drinks and you cannot stop drinking until the person before you in the line stops drinking. And I had vodka and orange juice screwdrivers in a beer stein. And every time Waterfall would come up, I would just chug it.
Orange juice and alcohol make for...
Yeah, they do.
When I was, younger than I am now, as most stories happen to be, my friend and I, we would play, and actually I can segue this so
yesterday.
We can start talking about games.
What are games? I don't
know. So my friend and I, we were, I don't know, it was like early 2000s. It's like 2002, 2003. We spent most of our summer nights.
So I was in middle school, you old fucks.
We spent most of our summer nights playing Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance and Secret of Mana cooperatively. And we would spend the entire night drinking, sitting on the couch, drinking. And as anyone knows, or most people should know, when you're drinking and sitting on the couch, you don't really realize how drunk you're getting.
Till you stand.
Yes.
Then so, it hits you all at once.
We would usually sit there for 4 or 5 hours drinking and playing these games. And then we would try and walk upstairs. those were good times. Good times. So what have you guys been playing?
Lots of things. Well,
not you. Art, what have you been
playing? You said you guys, and then you said not you. Thanks.
I forgot Joe wasn't here. Art, what have you been playing?
That's got to make Joe feel good. Silence, and we thought he was still here. Like,
yeah, you don't get the awkward
random joke about Sean that hurts him deeply.
Yeah, you keep coming back.
No matter how much we try to drive you away.
Domestic violence victim. At this point, I just want it.
Sir, may I have another?
I'm glad that we're not popular enough to get hate letters, because that would have been a lot of them. I don't care.
I'm glad we can't do this stuff in person.
Why? We could do it in person. It would be fantastic.
I don't know.
I think it would. Joe, you're not Joe. Hi, Joe. Am I drunk?
I don't know. Are you?
I would pay good money to see Mike drunk.
Nah.
Oh, I would. I would.
Nah.
Jason has seen me drunk. My friend Ben has seen me drunk. Allie, I don't know that Allie's even seen me drunk.
I know Mike's seen me drunk.
Well, yeah, because usually when I hang out with you, you're at home drinking and I have to drive to a hotel.
I was going
to
say your bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was just dumb. What's really weird is I was drinking that night and Jason kept giving me beers, but I don't ever remember feeling drunk.
My problem was I'm out of the house and I don't have any kids. I need to catch up with you guys. 4 beers in 5 minutes. And then I was like, keep drinking.
That was the end of Danner.
Ugh. I don't even remember what movie we watched that night because I spent most
from SNL. That's Danner when he's drunk.
Oh, good. I'm a giant fat lug guy.
If I could,
you would be proud to be that giant fat guy.
If I saw the title, I would know what it was. Actually, I can find out what it is. Because I remember, who was in it. Because I remember we watched it. Because it was Sean William Scott.
No. Was it Evolution?
No.
Wait, who was in it?
Was it the hockey movie?
Goon. No, not Goon.
It wasn't a good movie then.
How can you not find Sean William Scott?
Bulletproof Monk?
No. It was like an independent movie. Like nobody.
Oh.
Stark Raving Mad?
No, it was on Crackle.
Was it Red State of Mind?
Nope. Balls State, Out. Gary the Tennis Coach.
What?
It's called Balls Out.
Never even heard of that. Yeah, Crackle.
It was a direct to DVD movie.
No, it wasn't. They didn't even get there. It was a direct to Crackle. Nowhere else.
That movie was actually pretty. It was actually a pretty good movie.
You were drunk without even knowing it. How do you get to gauge how good a movie was?
I was in the bathroom the majority of the time, puking my guts out.
This is true. Danner ruined my bachelor party.
Danner's like, but it sounded magical. Over the sounds of.
And then I told Jason like the next morning, yeah, I puked all over your bathroom. He's like, really? And I was like, I cleaned it all. He's like, huh.
Okay, then
why didn't you notice?
Like, you're a good drunk cleaner.
I'm considerate.
Considerate drunk, gotcha.
What can I say? If I'm going to make a mess, I'm going to pick up after myself.
So games, Danner, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Knack. I started playing Knack again. Yeah. I haven't picked it up since the first week the PS4 came out. And so
I would imagine
the kids were all over me last night and I just wanted to play a game. And it was the only kid appropriate game I have on the PS4.
I imagine Knack is good in that same way that I find Skylanders to be good.
It's challenging because I go, it's an action platformer that launched with the system. So I'm going to start it. On the highest difficulty, which pretty much allows for absolutely no mistakes whatsoever. Because if you get hit if you get hit more than once, you're dead. So it's it makes it far more strategic. But it's a pretty, pretty game because I mean, it looks pretty much like an animated, like what is it? The Studio Imagi films. It kind of looks like you're playing one of those game, one of a game that's in that animation style, like the guys that did Astro Boy and TMNT.
Okay.
So it's a really pretty game. It's just I really have no idea what's going on as far as the plot goes, but it's pretty.
Or are you just not paying attention?
No, I'm paying attention. I'm having a really hard time figuring out a lot of people's motivations in the game. I just know there's humans that live in the city, and there's these trolls that live on the outskirts, and these trolls have technology, and for some reason you're fighting them because they have technology, And then the guy that's out there with you, who's upset that you have this magical creature made out of relics, is mad that his robots aren't good enough. And then all of a sudden, he kidnaps your assistant, and you have to go after them after you beat up the trolls.
Sounds entirely plausible. I like that story.
Mm. It sounds like the plot of a Transformers movie.
You don't say.
No. You would have said explosion like four more times in there if it was.
No, it sounds like the plot of Transformers.
Age of Extinction?
No, because plant. I just.
Let's see. I didn't. Let's see. Trolls? No.
I'm going on Friday.
Not really.
I'm going tonight.
I'm going on Friday, pretty much against my will.
Tomorrow.
I'm going tonight.
And I have to go to a 9:30 show, and because Michael Bay doesn't seem to know how to make a movie that's under 3 hours anymore, and then I have to work at Saturday at 5:30 a.m.
Well, whose fault is that?
I didn't. It's mine.
Who's dragging you?
Joe and Tim.
You could say no. You don't have to give in to peer pressure.
No, because me and Joe always go see the Transformers movies together. It is tradition.
Tradition, and how I hate it.
Wow. You gotta be able to hate things in a group.
It's better to shun them with others.
I met someone the other day that liked Transformers 2 but did not like Transformers 3, and I was shocked.
What a dill hole.
I was shocked.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. They probably like racism. Have you talked too. To me? They probably like racism dumbest. And being punched in the nuts repeatedly. I'm just assuming. I've never met this person or don't know who you're talking about, but I'm just spitballing.
I was just shocked. I was stunned. I turned around and walked out of the office.
Oh my god! I watched what is it? CinemaSins, the 20-minute. Revenge of the Fallen CinemaSins. Holy crap, is that hilarious. It's on YouTube.
I can top your shocked look, Booth.
My shocked look?
Does it look anything like your regular face? It's pretty shocking.
Looks like it's a blowjob face.
I've seen that one lots.
Yeah. I wanted to put it in a perspective that you would understand.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
When me and my friends went to go see, it was either X-Men or the new X-Men, or it was Captain America 2. I can't remember which. But well, that's
quite a few years there, because you've got X-Men, which came out in 2000.
The new X-Men movie.
Yeah.
So Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past.
Maybe you said X-Men or the
Captain
new
America,
X-Men.
The Winter Soldier, because I don't know what this Captain America 2 is, you say.
Danner, don't make me skull fuck you.
Yeah, there hasn't been a Captain America 2.
Yeah, it's just been Captain America Winter Soldier.
Okay, Captain America Winter Avenger. Soldier and X-Men Days of Future Past. Okay, I can't remember which movie it is.
Okay, now, I follow
we're
you.
Talking, we were talking about stuff, and it was like right around the time when the 75th anniversary of Batman. I think it was either just passed or was just about, I can't remember. They were talking about our favorite. Yeah, 75 years. Anyways.
That's a Geekcast Radio, Joe.
Fuck you. We were talking about their favorite Batman movies, and two of my friends said Batman and Robin was the best Batman movie, and they weren't joking.
And then they started making out with each other?
No.
And doing each other in the butts?
No. And okay. The one Hang is on. Educated. He knows things. He's not like stupid to comic books.
Doesn't mean he has good taste.
No, because we agree on almost every other movie. I agree with every other movie with these kids, except they said that's the not even that they're good movies that or that Batman Robin is a good movie, that it's the best Batman movie
compared to
all of the Batman movies. I said
Transformers 2.
You can't compare Transformers to Batman. What do you
can too? Throw Arnold Schwarzenegger in there. He was a robot and he was Mr. Freeze. They're compared.
I like out of all the Batman movies.
Yes.
Like even the Christian Bale ones?
Christian Bale ones.
Like even Mask of the Phantasm?
Hold up. Let's talk about
animated.
Can we talk about nipples for a second?
No. I have to talk about why Sean needs new friends because what the hell?
I want to talk about nipples for a second. Can we talk about nipples for a second?
They're pointless. They serve no purpose unless you're a chick.
Can we talk nipples here for a second? Seriously. I was at trivia a couple weeks ago, and there was a Batman trivia question, and it was, what was the first Batman movie to famously feature nipples on the Batsuit?
Batman Forever, whatever. Yeah.
No, wrong. Depends on how apparently cold it's it was wrong. Through. It's Batman and Robin.
No.
I challenged it. I challenged it because there are nipples on the Batman Forever suit.
Yeah.
And they said that I was trying to challenge it with the guy that was, you know, responsible for the point tallying and everything. And then some other nerd came up next to me and goes, no, I've seen the suit. There is a distinction between the nipples on the Batman Forever suit and the nipples that are on the Batman and Robin suit.
But he just acknowledged the fact that there was nipples on the Batman.
It was something Forever to do. I think it had something to do with being like one being like an areola and the other one being a nipple.
Big nipple?
Oh, so I. Oh, God. Oh. Anyway,
yeah. So
don't worry,
I'm curious.
Because that guy went home and just fondled himself furiously.
I'm curious, though, listeners. That. Why don't you tell us, what was the first Batman movie to feature nipples on the bat suit?
I will tell you that, you know what? It's probably Adam West, because I imagine it had been cold on the set sometimes, and his was like just regular skin.
But that's
so,
not the suit.
If
that's
you
him.
Look, that doesn't matter. It's sticking through the suit.
That's
like,
not the
care.
Suit, though. That's
yes, I'm saying that's probably the first. Probably
his body
first
underneath the suit
nipples.
Is an extension of the suit.
Yes,
it gives it form.
Yes.
Okay.
He seems more like an undershirt guy. I don't really think you would see it through the 66 suit.
Really?
Yeah.
Him and his young ward. You think he's putting on more clothes between the two of them? I don't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Hey, since we're talking about Batman, how about that Arkham Knight delay?
Woo!
You're happy?
Video games. No.
I'm sorry. What? I blanked out. What was
they
that?
Delayed the new Batman game.
Yeah, to January.
Well, okay, fine. You know what? We were talking about Batman. I thought I'd steer it back around towards video games. And
I'm just saying.
About the
I don't.
Okay,
like
I do have
move from October.
Like I
originally when they said delayed, I assumed it was like next year, but it's like from October to January, which I was fine with.
That's still next year.
Oh, eat shit.
And it's February.
It's still the fiscal year.
Okay. So anyways, did you guys watch the gameplay stuff of the Batmobile in a test
yes.
or whatever? How
yes.
What did you think of that?
Amazing.
Right?
Yes. Like I wasn't going to buy I was always going to buy the game.
I mean, I was going to get, I still have not played Origins.
Origins isn't bad.
No, it's, but I told myself if I can't get a new copy for $20 or less, I will not play that game.
I'm pretty sure you can now.
It's like 24 or something.
Oh
it's
my lord.
Bad. I said 20, bitch.
I will send you $5.
I will take your $5 and still not buy the game.
I'll send you $25 in pennies.
Do it.
Imagine how much that's going to cost in shipping.
It's going to cost you a lot to ship it.
Okay, wait. Let's talk about Arkham Knight for a second. Does anyone... The gameplay footage that they've showed, does it look next-gen to you? Like, do you actually see that game and go, that's next-gen?
How much actual gameplay have you seen?
They've shown quite a bit. Like, at Sony's press conference at E3, that was all gameplay.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's just graphics at that point.
But I'm just because everyone's like trumpeting it as like, I don't know. I guess like it could be considered it's not the first true next gen game because I think that goes to Assassin's Creed Unity. Given that it's not, you know, cross platform, it's only on one. But I don't know.
But have they said Unity's not going to have a?
There is a. The PS3 and the 360 version is a completely different game. Like they're
just shares the name?
No, it doesn't share the name at all. They're developing two. Last I knew, they were developing two simultaneous games to come out at the same time. One for, you know, 360 and PS3, and one.
So
for,
Unity is the next gen. What's the other one called?
I don't know. They didn't even mention it at E3. I wonder if it was like canceled or not.
I'm wondering if they were just
that.
Like,
just seems like it would be a waste of resources at that point.
But it's Ubisoft who has more resources than they know what to do with, and they would like to make money. It seems like putting your game out there as a reason to sell systems, like as a system seller. I mean, that's a gutsy move for them. But I feel like they would also do something to kind of.
They got Far Cry 4 coming out in all systems. What do they care?
Oh, Far Cry 4. Oh.
Okay. I thought one of the things we could talk about is just kind of games that are coming out this year that we're looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at the release schedule and I was looking at October and I was looking at a game that Danner is, you know, kind of excited for, which is Sunset Overdrive.
Be quiet.
I'm not saying anything bad.
I'm not saying anything bad about it either.
Sorry, I thought I muted the microphone. There was kids.
Oh, I thought you were yelling at me. I'm like, don't yell at me, Papa.
No kidding.
I think I muted it and then unmuted it.
I actually like shriveled back in my chair for a second. Like, I'm sorry.
My mute button is way too sensitive. I apologize.
That's what she said.
Oh yeah.
So, I'm curious, Danner.
Yes.
What do you think the chance for success for Sunset Overdrive is when it comes out a week after Battlefield Hardline and Evolve? It comes out the same day as Assassin's Creed Unity, and then the week after it is Call of Duty Advanced Warfare and Halo Master Chief Collection.
That whole fucking time frame is...
Well, then I can tell you right now that I don't need to buy it when it comes out, and I could just wait till the first week of January and pick it up for $20 when it gets buried.
Yeah.
Does that make you kind of sad for that game?
Or now? I can wait till March when it becomes one of the first Xbox One game for free games for gold.
But does that make you kind of sad?
It does, because... Stupid. I was going to say, they should just... I don't know. I don't understand game companies anymore. Should take a game like that and drop it in the middle of summer when nothing's coming out.
Yeah, you need to do it like what Far Cry 3 did. Far Cry 3 didn't come out around anything else, as far as I'm aware of. Anything else big? Yeah, but was anything else big coming out at that time?
It was right after Call of Duty, obviously, and Assassin's Creed.
But yeah, but how long after?
Like, not even like 2 or 3 weeks. It was pretty
really.
Far Cry 3 was left to die. The thing about it is, it was actually good.
Yeah, and I think what helped it out was the fact that it came out right before the holidays. And I think word of mouth helped that one out.
Oh, it totally helped it.
Because of the fact that
it was awesome.
Most of us that felt so burned from Far Cry 2 were like, I don't want to play it, but it looks good. And then we bought it, and we were like, wow, this is way improved. It's like, oh my god, they put out a balanced game. Instead of it being a game where the shooting's okay and then the driving is atrocious.
Okay. Now I guess we can kind of cover some stuff that Joe and I covered, since I've got both of you guys here now to discuss, have a little deeper discussion about this. But what at E3?
Discussions.
Deep discussion. It can't be any deeper than the beginning of this podcast, though.
Balls deep plus two.
At E3, what was the most surprising thing that you saw, or the thing that got you the most excited?
I'm not crazy excited for Sunset Overdrive, but I didn't know that existed before then. I'd also hadn't seen anything except the game art for Far Cry 4. Watching an elephant smash a man, that was hilarious.
That was pretty awesome.
You can blow the elephants up.
Why would you do that? Don't be a dick.
Actually, I'm sorry.
Now even more of a reason to buy the game.
Actually, I'm sorry. You can't blow them up. You can kill them, and then you can skin them for the little glob of meat that you get out of.
Wait. Can you skin them and then sell their ivory on the black market?
No, you skin them like you do in Far Cry 3, where no matter how big the animal is, you still take the same chunk of meat, leaving the rest of it for waste.
Well, that sucks. I was hoping we could just, you know, take the ivory off of it and leave the carcass and not take anything else. You know, like a real poacher.
Sorry, they don't condone real poaching in Far Cry.
Only fake poaching and people murdering.
Bunnies.
Sons of bitches.
Okay, so we got Far Cry. And we've got Sunset Overdrive.
Rainbow Six Siege.
I will say the Unity multiplayer stuff looked
amazing.
Fantastic. Yes.
Yeah, Allie's making me buy a copy of it too.
Good.
I was going to say I guess the most surprising thing to me about E3 that shocked me the most was how willing studios were to come out and show games that are obviously several years away.
Yeah,
EA.
So EA, I don't know what the hell is going around in that camp. But seriously, come on.
Some of the stuff that I heard was because the Battlefield Hardline stuff had leaked early. And
they wanted to replace it with something?
No, it wasn't that they wanted to replace it with something. I think more was leaked with that Hardline thing, and they kind of just want to get ahead of...
I have a really hard time getting excited about a reskinned Cops and Robbers game that should have been an expansion pack.
I played the beta. I mean, it is fun. There's definitely you have to play that game way different.
You would say it's fun. You already buy expansion pack games like Saints Row 4.
Hang on. Hang on. Let me finish, bitch. It is. I mean, it's Battlefield fun, but I completely agree with you. But that is not a standalone game. That is.
Is it Saints Row 4 fun?
Oh, by the way, they're releasing a Saints Row National Treasure.
Yeah. So answer his question.
Edition.
Is it Saints Row 4 fun? No. Anyways,
Saints. Nothing is that amount of fun.
Okay. Hardline, though. Honestly, there was something about watching the videos for Hardline that. I don't know. It just felt like they put Battlefield in your backyard. And
it's kind of what it is. I probably felt like it was just like vertical game.
It was so excessive. Like no shootout is going to make a building fall for your Levolution shit.
It looked like Payday if it was directed by Michael Bay.
So Payday.
Explosion. Bushes explode.
It's Pain and Gain the game.
Oh, Pain and Gain. What a wonderful movie.
Such yet to watch play. It. It's on Netflix. It's in my queue.
It should, whatever fun. They call it now. It shouldn't be list. In your queue. It should be in your eyeballs.
Yep. You should actually leave.
I watch them with my eyeballs.
You should leave right now and be done with the podcast and actually go watch it right now. And there, it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm sick of listening to your voice already.
Yeah, you could have ended that sentence after you need to leave now, and then I would have known exactly what you meant. Because you're an ass, and I love you for that.
I'm sorry. This is endearing. Amazingly enough, this is actually how I'm nice to people.
Sunday morning at the
kind of like when you actually don't like someone, you don't even take the time to insult them. Like, correct. You're not worth it.
It's what I tell my employees at work. I was like, if I don't make fun of you, it means I don't give a shit about you.
Yeah, and I don't give two shits. If like you know, if I don't like you because I don't talk to you.
Unless Danner's doing it behind his back, he doesn't really make fun of me all that much. I don't know how to take what he just said.
Take it with a grain of salt. Up your ass.
It's asshole. Because I actually respect you as a human being.
You're a lot funnier than I remember. You're so good. Oh. Respect,
it's the same reason. It's on the same level as every single time I make fun of Joe and then I immediately apologize and feel bad afterwards because Joe's such a good human being that all of us just wish we could be as good as him. He's the pinnacle of human existence. I just want to.
No, I wouldn't say he's the pinnacle, but he is definitely like the next step in evolution.
He's the next echelon.
He's like a high functioning nerd.
What is that? Is that like a person?
Nerd?
No, a high functioning nerd. Does that make you a person?
He's like a nerd, but he does go in his basement, but then he goes out and does stuff too.
He's a high functioning autistic kid is almost what more so what that came off like.
Listen, that's kind of what I meant. Like the record to show that I have tried multiple times to steer this towards games, and it just keeps going way off the rails.
I tried to talk about games once, and you said no. I wasn't. Didn't mean you by you guys.
We were talking about games.
I'm just taking my hands off the wheel. We all played Destiny.
Take the wheel, Jesus.
Play Destiny. I forgot. We did play Destiny.
Danner, why don't you tell us about your experience with Destiny, because it apparently blew your mind.
Well, it's because of the fact that I hadn't been paying that close of attention. Like, I saw like the early stuff from Destiny at last E3, and besides that, I was just kind of like, I want to get my hands on it. I don't really want to read about it. I don't need to really do anything besides I just kind of want to get my hands on it. So when the alpha came up, I was very excited to get an alpha.
Can we put air quotes around alpha?
Because it was more of a beta.
Because that is like, that is the beta. I mean,
well, it makes me wonder what the beta is going to be.
Yeah. It's going to be that, but with like, you can go to a higher level.
You better be able to keep your stuff for all the level 9 shit that I got.
I bet wiped the server.
They can wipe the server, that's fine, but that was a mean cock tease to give me all that level 9 weaponry and
welcome
did
to
you find the murder cave in the opening area?
Yes.
Welcome like, you go in there, everybody's level 11.
Yeah,
you
I went down
and
there
and shoot nothing. Exclamation.
I saw three guys walk in front of me and just see them get destroyed, and I go, I'm out of here.
I started shooting them. I went in with, I think it was like level 7 at the time. I went and I started unloading them on with the heavy machine gun that I just unlocked, and no numbers were coming off them, just exclamation points. And I was like, oh shit, I'm going to run
now.
That's when
you're boned.
Yeah. That's like their version of like Borderlands, like Red Skull.
Yeah.
It's exclamation points. Like, you ain't doing shit. You better run away. Go run over there where those guys are going to spawn every 3 minutes.
I was impressed with it because I was expecting it to basically be a reskinned Halo.
Which, let's be honest, it is and it isn't.
It is and it isn't.
You could definitely, if you didn't know going into it that it was Bungie, you'd be like, man, this is they're ripping off Halo here.
Well, and it just, the look and the look of it is so, it has Halo aspects to it, but it has a lot of aspects. An art style that Mass Effect kind of had.
Yeah, it's
but it's got a play. It has a play style that's more. It has a Borderlands play style, but it's a much more serious tone, and just it feels grounded. There's not that silliness there, and
so what you're saying
seems more adult, and I just enjoy it.
So it's like what the original Borderlands was supposed to be.
So yes. Halo and Mass
I don't think it would have worked in that environment. I don't think a serious Borderlands in the environment that it is would work quite as well as Destiny does.
What you saw the original concept video for
yes
Borderlands because it looks a lot like Destiny. Like
yeah,
I think the humor came from the art style change.
Yeah,
I think that. And the art style change for Borderlands came from they were releasing around the time of Fallout and Rage.
Which and, was and like it would Fallout.
Have, and it would have been, you know, a third game that looks
exactly
like
the same.
Yeah. And so they were like, well, let's make this. And that was one of the nice things about Borderlands is that it was they essentially had the game kind of complete and they went back through and kind of reskinned everything with that cartoony look and it broke some stuff and made things look kind of wonky. And that was like charm of that game. But Joe and I talked at length about the love for Borderlands versus Borderlands 2 last podcast. But
no, I think we can say that Borderlands 2 was a good game. Borderlands 2 expansions?
Yeah, that's pretty
the
much
game.
Where
it, the
up.
Game itself was fantastic. The second they added anything extra, you were like,
well, the second they added anything extra or started fixing stuff in Borderlands 2.
What did they change about the vanilla game, really?
They redid.
They started taking out our level grinding glitches.
Yeah, they removed
all
the.
We were already max level at that point. Well,
but that's not the point.
At that point, it's max level.
It was just a lot of fun to. I had a lot of fun playing that game.
It's
with,
fun to break the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But every time they fixed one, a new thing popped up.
But not as.
It stopped being a B in conference call, started being something else. And then after that, it started being something else.
But the one thing that fun. I think really impressed me about Destiny, I think, was the sound design and the score. I enjoyed. I thought they were
with the
really
exception
well done.
Of, Peter Dinklage. I don't blame him.
Well,
I don't think his lines were very.
That was the next
whoever
thing.
Whoever was coaching
is,
him is not was not good.
That was
I don't blame
Peter
him
Dinklage's line delivery is.
Oh no! It's a wizard. He came.
Yeah, it's very hollow and just not.
I get he's a robot, but give me some you don't have to be like a soulless robot, you know what I'm saying? You're a magical robot made from a piece of the
we can't
the
all be
called?
Valve robots.
Peter Dinklage, I love you on Game of Thrones and I loved you in X-Men Days of Future Past, but for fuck's sake, don't do any more voiceover work. Cause man.
I've heard that he's done a lot of voiceover work.
Well, fuck you!
I'm telling you,
whoever was doing directing of
that's what I'm saying. I don't think
voice
was,
acting.
I think
was
somebody
doing
said
a
like,
shit
no,
job.
No, do it more plain. You're a robot. You're just a companion. No one's gonna pay attention.
Okay, so enough about Peter Dinklage.
There's never enough of Peter. Well, actually, there is a finite amount of Peter Dinklage.
Okay, the one thing that stood you said the score, like in the sound design. Stood out to you? What really stood out to me in Destiny, what I've actually noticed a lot more with this generation than I think past, is the lighting in the games has gotten
way better.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like one of the first things I noticed about Destiny was the lighting and
pretty. Yeah, and then your reflection in pools of water on the floor and like there's just like little subtle details.
I never checked that out. I never looked at my own reflection in that game. I had a bunch of people tell me afterwards, like, "Oh man, you can see your reflection." So I'm like, "Really? I didn't. I never looked down in that game."
So, I mean, I like it. I'm really excited for the actual game, but I was excited for the game. Like anything, any developer that puts something out, like. They wouldn't have to say anything. Like when they do a little trailer, like the first words they could put up in the trailer could just say co-op. And I would be paying attention to that game.
Yeah.
Regardless of what it was.
Well, every game is better with friends.
Well, it's not only that. And I think Danner can agree because I think Joe also agreed, but maybe you too, Shanzi. It's like when I play a game, I kind of like to be able to play with my friends too. So I'm instantly going to pay attention to anything that's just like, because I don't want to waste.
I just said any game is better with friends.
I don't think any game is better with friends. I just like being able to spend time with my friends.
That's no, I'm saying you can take even a single player game and you put your friend next to you sitting on the couch or in your ear on Skype, that game gets better, even though it has nothing to do with the game.
That's true.
I mean, remember Infinite?
But that, I wasn't playing with you. I was just chatting with you. I think
I think that made my experience of that game much better.
That would ruin that game for me.
It didn't actually ruin the game.
Having me in your ear would ruin it for you.
We didn't spoil anything about what was actually going on.
No, we were just kind of like, oh shit, you're going to have fun in like 20 minutes, man. Like,
it wasn't even like that either. It was just, oh shit. And I was like, what? Nope. Nope.
Nothing. Whoa, what's going to happen? Tell me. Nope. Nope, so, and then 20 minutes later you hear him go, shit. Be like, yeah, I told you.
What do you think of Destiny, Shanzi? You gonna pick it up in September?
Oh yeah, definitely. I will say I want less of that fucking fetch quest thing that we were doing.
Oh god, yes.
God. I don't know if you came across the same thing as us, Danum. We had it was basically you'd go into that main area, the battle area or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was these little, I forget what they called them. They were basically like little beacons. Transmitters. Beacons. Yeah, beacons. And you have to go and activate. We were doing that for like 45 minutes to an hour. And we had gone through, it had sent us back and forth through that center building like 10 times.
It was really
backwards
annoying.
And forwards and backwards and forwards. And it was like, every time you pick one up, you'd see that the waypoint had changed to fucking in the building. Be like, God damn it.
And it wasn't even in the building. It was just trek back through the building to get to the other side.
On the other side.
And so then you go over there and you do the objective. You collect the 10 of whatever they tell you to collect. And then all of a sudden the beacon that was near where you are gets activated. So then you go and click on that beacon. And it says, okay, now go back to the other side. Trek back through the building. Oh my gosh. Blow my brains out. And I'm obviously it's the beta and they're not going to do a whole lot of story stuff, but I'm really hoping that the story just kind of overrides all that stuff. And
well, that's not at the beginning of the game either.
No, it's not. But I'm just saying I hope the story overrides or at least hides that stuff a lot better.
I was going to say, the one thing that made me laugh about the game is how freaking plain and simple the menus are.
I like that, actually.
Well, I think it's a good building block for a first game in a series when you're trying to establish a bunch of game design elements. But it just seems like, I don't know. Well, to me, it seems like they're laying the bricks for something bigger in the future.
Do you remember how complicated the menu system and stuff was in the first Mass Effect?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think I specifically think that they're trying to avoid that.
You mean how overcomplicated everything was?
Everything. In the first Mass Effect? Yeah. Oh my god, that game wanted me like you have the Titan armor, you know, 1X. Now you have the 1Z. What the fuck? I seriously think with the menus, at least they're trying to avoid that. I did run into that with the guns, though. That's like these two guns. One says, you know, one is almost insignificantly better than the last one. Otherwise, they're identical. And I wasn't a big fan of, like, Danner, did you see what guns look like when they're laying on the ground?
No.
Like a new gun? It looks like a hologram. You cannot tell what it is until you pick it up. And you can't tell what kind of equipment it is.
That's because I think it's tailored to who picked it up.
I know, but if I'm looking over, you know, at it and I see it, it looks like a little tiny, like a hollow, like a octagon cube or something, right? Just chilling there, like made of glass. You can't tell anything about it. Even though if it's yours only, no one else can get it. I have to pick it up first. I can't, oh, it's a new gun. Sweet. I'll make a beeline for it.
I think they're trying to avoid that because if you notice, I'm kind of hoping there's control over who can enter your game and who can't.
I'm sure there will be.
So
I don't think they wanted people setting up private matches on their alpha build.
No, I totally get that. Beta builds. And the other thing I kind of want to try when the game actually hits is playing outside of a party. I want to see what the community's like.
Oh, with just normal people? The community's going to be like every other thing. Well, if it's PlayStation 4, so no one will talk.
No, it's actually the other way around.
No, it's really not.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what it is? I bet you everyone's just gone into the party stuff.
Yeah, well, now that it has a party system, people are in the party system. Which I get that. But it sucks when you're not in a party. When, like, say if I'm playing a game and you guys aren't there.
At least you can bust out sweet dance moves.
Hell yeah, you can.
So, anything
I
else?
I do like being able to spawn your bike anywheres. Just to move around.
That's way too complicated, though. I hate the second going into that other menu. I wish it was, like, hold
too
down.
Complicated. You hit a... Wait, what button was it to bring up your navigator guy? I can't remember. Was it back?
It's options? It's not... It's touchpad. I think it's the center. Yeah, it's a touchpad.
The touchpad, and then you hold X or square.
Square. Well, I don't understand why you just can't hold square. Because what does holding square do for you in the game, anyways?
I don't know. Maybe it'll be like a contextual button, like "ooh, hold X to download the computer," whatever.
Anyways,
would you really want like you're in the middle of doing something, and all of a sudden your bike spawns, which has no guns?
Is there anything else at E3 that kind of excites you guys? How do you think the conferences went?
They were okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't blown away.
I didn't catch the Microsoft one.
Watched a little bit of that.
Yeah. I watched some of it.
So.
It was weird how they would like highlight. Like, did you see how they had the when they would have people demoing games during the Microsoft thing? They had them like standing in the middle of the audience on circles. I thought they were being abducted. It was weird. Let's cut to these people. You don't need to know who they are, but we're going to show them anyways. Look, it's actual people. And you, like, showing me a guy standing with the controller does not mean that guy's playing the game at all.
No, usually they're not.
No, because that would be dumb. Like, the guy, say you send, you know, whoever developmenter guy on stage and he sucks. You don't want to show a game of a guy sucking.
What was that game, Danner, that we were watching and they were using an Xbox One controller and I said that's probably on PC? And you said, no, he's using an Xbox One controller. And I said, no, they just released the drivers.
Doesn't mean shit.
Sunset Overdrive?
Was it?
Yeah, but don't the drivers have like, isn't it like a little bit, isn't there like a latency?
I don't think so.
Because isn't it a driver's just a workaround for the computer to be able to communicate to the,
I want to say it was like Ubisoft because we were both watching it.
Yeah.
You know what it was? It was Division.
Yeah.
That was, I wish something new had been shown.
They did show some new stuff. They had an awesome trailer.
I was more excited by the trailer. But I was more excited by like the gameplay from like way back when.
Well, they showed some really cool gameplay in this one where they came up on they're trying to grab that building as like a base.
I saw that, yeah.
Well, what was wrong with that?
There was nothing wrong with it, and that was really cool. But
I just wanted more.
They showed me how a guy can fly in on the tablet and mark stuff, which they showed in the other one. Showed me how the cover system works. Okay. Showed that in the other one. Showed me, people can talk together tactically. I get it.
I'm bummed.
Which I will say I've never talked that tactically in a game in my life.
I did.
I don't think I've ever actually said the word flank when I was actually being flanked.
I think we actually did when we were, I don't know if it's probably before we met you, but we all got into
IQ thing down.
We were pretty into Modern Warfare.
Didn't we meet on, I thought we met on Call of Duty, like before Modern Warfare.
No, my first Call of Duty was Modern Warfare.
Oh, really? Oh, geez. Never mind then.
And I remember, like, really playing with you with Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, buddy.
Which was a year
there was after. There was no coordination there, just panic and running.
Well, eventually there was coordination.
Okay. Because you got hit by a boomer, I'm leaving your ass. Like,
but I remember calling out people in Call of Duty. Like, you know, there are Jews in the attic.
Frank's house.
Oh, man.
Yep, and Frank's house.
Oh, man, Jews in the attic. Oh, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason.
Oh, Jews in the attic. Wow. Oh, I haven't heard someone say that in so long, and I immediately know exactly what you meant. That's fantastic. Good show.
But yeah, I mean, you can talk that way. The problem is that the game needs to encourage that. And a lot of games don't encourage that because you have the regenerative health and, you know, you're basically a bullet sponge up to a point. And I think that's one of the reasons why Danner and myself and Joe, I think, were excited for what Danner kept saying, which was Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah. I still have yet to watch the trailer for that.
You're an idiot.
I haven't had the time.
It's basically one shot, one kill.
Well, I've played Rainbow Six games
before. See, I've never played one. I'm just staying away from. But the idea, the coordination that was displayed in Siege, and just the video for Siege, like, was,
I got a question
really
for you,
cool.
Danner, about it. What's the last Rainbow Six game you played? Vegas 2?
Yeah, yes. That's...
Do they still have the dumb thing about when you reload, if you like shoot half a clip then reload one of your clips is then half empty for later?
Don't know.
They used to do that, and that fucking would annoy me. Because, you know, from playing Call of Duty, if I'm not in combat, I try to reload.
Call of Duty is so realistic.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, I don't know what's in the next room.
Oh, don't
so
you
playing
know?
That way, I'd go play Rainbow Six. And so by the second half of the mission, I have a bunch of clips with, like, 5 or 10 bullets in them. I'm like, shit.
Well, don't you know, in Call of Duty, you're actually an alien, and you have an extra 2 set of hands. So when you eject the clip and you put a new one in, your second set of hands, which go unseen, are slowly reloading another clip for you.
Well, obviously.
Obviously, that could be that's why you need the exoskeleton armor for the next one. That's what it does.
Is anyone excited for the next Call of Duty?
It looks pretty. It looks cool.
There's a new Call of Duty.
Are we done with Call of Duty?
I don't know.
I know I've
said
been
that
fooled
said
enough by
before.
Battlefield that I'm done with Battlefield.
Yeah, I've gotten rid of my copy of Battlefield, so.
I don't know. Well, Hardline isn't enough. That's definitely a game that if I do pick it up, it's going to be a while down the road.
There was an offhand remark offhand mark and confirmation, so to speak, that Titanfall is coming to the PS4.
Like original Titanfall, or are they going to call it something else?
Well, at least Titanfall 2. And if it is the first Titanfall,
Titanfall
will be called something else.
Rearmed and reloaded, or whatever.
Titanfaller?
Titanfaller. Titan Spring. Like
Titan Down. So I think
that's a game I played for like 3 seconds on my friend's Xbox One, and I would like to play that a lot more.
I think at that point, I mean, I bought Danner an Xbox One, and we both have Titanfall, and I bought it with the intention of playing that instead of Call of Duty, but Danner and I have stopped playing Call of Duty altogether.
And, which just sucks because I bought the season pass.
Did you really?
I did.
He didn't learn his lesson. So I think I'm pretty sure I'm done with Call of Duty. I mean, especially looking at what's coming this fall. I mean,
concessions, so much shit.
Concessions have to be made. You know, you can only
I'm
buy
like
so many.
I'm worried
games.
How much stuff is coming out. It's kind of like I'm gonna have to push some stuff back. Obviously, I can't get them all at once because I wouldn't be able to play them anyways. I feel like, man, I'm going to cheat myself out of whatever experience it is. Whatever game gets pushed last is going to, I'm going to feel bad about it.
But I don't know. I'm looking at like the release, you know, the release schedule according to what's been released so far. And there aren't that many games. Like if you subtract the games that that aren't really on my radar, there's only Evolve, Far Cry 4. And I swear there may have been something else, but I can't think of what it is. Oh, Destiny, obviously. But there's like three games, and usually there's like way more. I was expecting, I wasn't expecting E3 to be as 2015 focused as it was.
I will tell you, like you brought up Evolve. The thing that worries me is, I mean, we've all played Left 4 Dead multiplayer. Yes. Yes.
No, we haven't.
Now, okay. Now, how many shut up, bitch. Now, how many times in that versus mode would you see people just quit because they weren't coming as the zombies? Like, well, I'm not, I'd rather quit now and try to join a game where I could start as a zombie.
I think you have to play through.
How do you pick?
I think you pick at the, from what I understand is you can just, when you load up the game and you go into play multiplayer, you can choose to play as the monster. And what it'll probably do is it'll put you against four other people that are playing the game, because you can start a multiplayer game without somebody playing as the monster, and it'll just be an AI.
Oh, and really? I didn't know that.
And I think if you start playing as the monster, the hunters will just be AI until they're actually populated by people. The game doesn't rely on having full teams for both sides.
Yeah, that and okay. Say I'm playing with you guys, Mike. You're the monster. Does it do anything to the party chat?
That is unknown. I would imagine it probably would. Party chat, no, unless you're Microsoft and then you allow developers to override the party chat.
Maybe, but still. But I'm saying is that okay, say we're not on party chat, say we're just in regular game menu. Does that mean for the direct, you know, the entirety of that match, you can't hear anybody?
Yeah.
You're playing with your friends, but you can't hear them.
Yeah.
Or is it like maybe
what am I going to do? Whisper sweet nothings in your ear about where
I
am?
No, but it could be something. I know.
I would.
Hey, Chauncey, I'm right behind you. Hey, do you feel that on your shoulder? It's my monster dick. Dink, dink, dink. It's a steel balls.
Monster penis.
But like it, like something cool, like the closer you get to them, the more you can hear the humans. And if you talk as the monster, all they hear is like, rawr, 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 rawr.
Can we not?
That would be great. Are you kidding? Every time you talked, it was just a monster yell.
Oh, there is a game that's coming out that's not on this list. Oh, it's that one.
Good description.
GTA 5.
GTA 5. That's not a new game.
No, but it is coming. And it's not on this list.
Yep.
I still have not gone back to see what that bet was. I'm pretty sure
I pre-ordered my copy of Diablo 3.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You'll like it. It's a really fun game.
Are you not getting it?
No, I've played it already. I mean, I'm probably going to re-get it because the expansion's going to be in it, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But no, I'm saying because I've played through Diablo 3 a lot. I'm just saying you guys are going to really, really enjoy it.
1080p, 60 frames a second.
I don't think it really matters that much in that game, to be honest.
In the Left 4 Dead dungeon.
Yep.
What?
I'm sorry, not Left 4 Dead.
And Shadow of the Colossus.
There's a Shadow of the Colossus dungeon now?
I don't know if it's dungeon, but they do have characters. Shadow of the Colossus characters and Last of Us characters.
And Last of Us.
All I want is if I can get the same bow that my guy is using now, then it'd be great.
Well, see, that's part of the problem. I know that they can do PS3 to PS4.
No. I don't care if my character switches. I'm saying if I can find the same bow.
I'm sure you
could. Because I have a bow that shoots poison chickens.
I'm sure you could.
Well, obviously. And, what else would it shoot?
And it has a chance to cluck.
Don't all bows shoot
chickens?
Poison chickens?
Only in hot shots.
So yeah, I don't know, but see, like Diablo 3, I don't know, for some reason I'm going to get that, but for some reason I just kind of like write that off, and I think that's because like
it doesn't matter when you get it. You're going to, like, it's a game, like, if you want to play it to the point, like, if you want to play it to really play it, you're going to be playing it for a long time.
What we need to do is just, we need to do a gaming night, so there's a reason to buy all these games.
Do.
Yeah, just one night in order to play all the games.
Yeah.
See, what really is kind of like
last for 3 weeks.
What I want to see happen, and I'm kind of hoping it does eventually, I would like them to, because, you know, both consoles can stream to Twitch. I really wish they would allow you to do the party chat in Twitch.
Because, you mean be able to pick up the other people's voices?
Yeah, because I think that would make it, like, I could definitely, you know, play an Evolve or any of these games, any of these cooperative games, and stream. Like, we could totally do like a off the cuff, you know, gaming night where we all sit down to play Evolve and we stream it, and everybody that's in the party can go, you know, they can all be in their chat. You know, everyone can hear us all talk. But right now it's just, if we're doing that, they can only hear me.
And unless, who wants that?
I know. Unless they go over and watch Danner play, which who wants to watch Danner play a video game? Not me.
Only people that want to see somebody die a lot.
The last time I watched Danner play a video game, it was when you, Danner, and Joe were playing. What were you playing down in his basement?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, and I got to watch Danner shove a controller down his pants. So
that was the only way I know how to play games.
Yeah. It brings a whole new dimension to button mashing.
Yeah, well.
All right.
That's why I always like the original Nintendo controller better, because there's
less buttons. You
know, less buttons, one for each testicle.
One for each testicle, and at least stick on the D-pad.
Okay. Yep. I think we've wasted enough of the listeners' time.
No.
Let's wrap this up. Wanna wrap this up? Let's put a bow on it.
Or caca.
Just like dinner's penis.
If you want to get
better with a bow.
Shut up.
No.
If you want
it's
to get
a present.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can comment on our parent site at geekcastradio.com, or you can send us emails at feedback@geekcastradio.com. Just put off the cuff in the subject line and they'll make sure it gets to who it needs to get to, which is probably me.
Bonus points if you put woohoo in the subject line also.
That would require them to actually email us.
Call back.
By the way, If you subscribe to this show on iTunes and you really like it, why don't you head on over there and give us 5 stars if you want to, or 1 if you have to. And
also, I mean, if you don't want to put 5 stars, you can always, you know, not.
Just leave us a review on iTunes. Let us know how we're doing or not doing.
1 star. Sean's dick is incredibly undersized. Very satisfying.
You can find myself, Michael Powers, on Twitter, Xbox Live, and the PlayStation Network at BoothNinja81, and you can also find me on the Nintendo Network at BoothTendo.
Oh my god, really?
Hells yes.
Oh god. My dick just became an innie.
My soul. It burns.
I thought that was a clever name.
Oh, you would.
Yeah, exactly.
Danner?
Were you drunk when you made that?
You can find me at Art Danner on the Twitters, and be sure to drop me a line and tell me how awesome I am, even though I already know. You can also find me on PlayStation Network at X51 The Machine Man. You can also find me on Xbox Live at Weapon 12.
Liar.
Seanzy?
Hi. I've been Seanzy Brown. You can find me on Twitter at Seanzy Brown. What? I'm an imposter. You can find me on Twitter at Seanzy Brown. You can find me on Xbox Live, most likely at the moment, at Weapon 87. Okay, Booth, what the hell is my PlayStation Network ID? I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Weapon Forever. Weapon Forever 01?
Yes.
Yes. Weapon, the number 4, the letter V, the letter R, the number 0, the number 1.
Wow, and I thought Boost Nintendo name was terrible.
That used to be my name on Xbox a long time ago, but everyone in like I'd get into like lobbies and be like, "Who's Weapon Forever?"
Spelt words like normal English speakers, wouldn't
he
have
can't help it. He's from Oneida.
I'm not from Oneida. I live in Oneida. It's different.
Yeah, same
Don't
difference.
They make like microwavable potatoes there?
Wait, what?
Oh. That's someplace else.
All right. Microwavable potatoes? Is that what you said?
See you guys next week.